Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. We are picking up where we left off last week, talking about how to minister in the supernatural gifts. And again, this is not to say that another approach or format that you have used in the past or learned is in any way inadequate or incorrect. We simply want to be objective in evaluating how we approach God. One of Christianity's problems is that we, in conveying it to others, put it in terms that are basically nonsensical to most people. When you talk about having faith or believing and it happens, people have a hard time grasping that. And so instead, we want to rely on, we could even call it an objective experience. You can't argue with somebody who's had the experience. When you have encountered God, you know it. The meaning behind that, the theology, the change, that's all secondary. Our relationship with God and having an experiential relationship is what matters. Not just what you believe, not just what you feel or think or do, but knowing Him. Experiencing His love for you, a relationship, and these things are very personal. This is why we always ask God to reveal Himself. Rather than trying to address a concrete or particular path of relationship, we want God to be free to do whatever He wants and to communicate Himself, relay Himself, reveal Himself in whatever way He chooses. He knows exactly what you need, and He has it ready for you. And it's not that He's testing you or trying to get you to see things a certain way or pass a test, but that He knows what's good for you and what you will need to know tomorrow, whether that tomorrow is 5 minutes from now, 5 days from now, 5 weeks, 5,000 years. He will have you ready. So you can rest as you pursue Him, as you desire Him. And so one of the approaches we have is being very clear about your daily priorities. We talked last week about acknowledging that the gifts that are available are to be used in dependence and cooperation with the Lord, not on our own. We want to start talking, too, about being available throughout the day. And also looking at your day as an opportunity, not something, you know, you need to get drudged through, and then at the end of the day, maybe you'll have 5 minutes for yourself and God. Instead, prioritize your time and talk to him about setting some time aside with him. And really don't look for much to happen during that time, but it's during that time that God is doing his work in you so that during the rest of the day, he can reveal himself through you because he's already been stirred up within you. So we're going to start talking about studying. That's step number three. As with any new venture, you're going to have to set your mind that you will have to set your mind. Your mind is going to wander. Your emotions are going to wander. Your body is going to fidget. You're going to come up with a million things you'd rather do. You're going to hear things from your past, your present, your future. As soon as you start to be objective and study what God has for you and study him and treat this seriously, all of your enemies, including just your bad habits, will come a-calling. You'll not only be developing your supernatural abilities, those inherited supernatural abilities, they came with your soul when you arrived here on this earth. Now, I'm not sure when the soul enters the body, and at this point in time, it doesn't really matter. But you, when you arrived here, you had a soul, a God-given soul, and he crafted it a particular way. And with that soul came abilities, supernatural abilities. So we're going to be in developing those and embracing and using them properly in an adult-like manner. Even if you aren't adult in other ways, you can still learn how to use the supernatural gifts in as an adult. But self-control and discipline are going to be necessary to be able to handle them according to his direction. Now, it's not according, a lot of times we get caught up in, okay, what does God want me to do with this? Okay, and we start studying other examples. So we start studying the scriptures, or we start studying how other people do it. One of the things that we want to start with is, as you study, you are going to be studying how to hear from God. And then how to use the supernatural gifts as you hear from God. You will be using those gifts according to his direction. Not your ideas, not what for the outcome you'd like, but according to his direction. There's going to be times when he says, don't pray for that person. I don't want to heal that person. I know that may be a struggle for some of us. But God is God. We're going to let Jesus be who he was here on this earth, he was being directed by his Father. He did what he saw his Father doing. And what he heard his Father saying, he was directed by his Father. In ways we have barely begun to comprehend, let alone experience for ourselves. But you can get there. You can get there quite easily once you determine to and do the necessary waiting so that he can open your ears, your eyes, your understanding, and clear out, heal the wounds, clear out the unbelief, those lies that you're believing, so he can flow through you freely. So there's going to be a lot of great information that we can gain from others' experiences. And we should seek that out and enjoy it and share what we've learned. But your personal knowledge by experience will come only directly from the Spirit. He will have you write your own manual. Just think through the many stories in scriptures and notice how many miracles and expressions of power and faith were only done once. Think what it was like to be asked to do something that had never been done before. In fact, let's right now settle it. Or maybe you have a struggle. Maybe you want to take this to the Lord. What if the Lord asks you to do something that no one has ever done before as an expression of who he is? During the Jesus movement, one of the big things was getting the church out of the church building, where people were ministering in the streets, and when they'd go to a coffee shop, they'd minister to the customers and to the waitress and people working there. And that was such a huge mind shift. Well, what if God has another mind shift for you? And you're the first one to do something that's never been done before. Are you willing to do that? You know, when we look at the examples in the scriptures, there's such a wide variety. And yet we have a mindset about what a mature Christian would be like. They'd be polite. They'd never interrupt anybody else. They'd never push themselves on them. Well, and you have your own idea. But what if God wants to do something totally different on the earth, and he wants to start doing it through you? Just talk to him about that. See if you'd be willing to do that. And, of course, we always say, well, it depends, as long as. And that's fine. And hopefully you're journaling these things out. Lord, I'd be willing to do this, this, and this, but not this. And we always think God's going to ask us to do something we don't want to do. Isn't that just the way we always go? Like probably 95%, if not more than that, of all of us, if we really hear from God, we really don't want to. Because if we do, he's going to ask us to do something we don't want to do. He's going to ask us to give up something we don't want to give up. So we can just let it ride. So then step number 4 is training. Now, hopefully you've had a chance to think about, okay, Lord, this is a particular area I'd be interested in. And you've taken that to him and he said, yes, this is something I'd like to talk to you about. So now you can focus on that. Always giving him an opportunity to stretch that or change that or make that a situational type of thing and add or subtract, direct. But you can ask the Lord for training in that specific gift. Again, if you have that desire to learn a specific gift, ask him if this is what he'd like you to be working on. Then, it comes down to setting aside time. Giving this training the respect, the priority that it deserves. start setting aside time for training from the Lord, apart from waiting and general study. You can even ask the Lord for ideas on how to develop a specific gift. For instance, if you want to develop a word of knowledge, look for ways to hear details from the Lord objectively. Here's just some ideas. When the phone rings, before answering, ask the Lord who it is. When driving, when you pull up to a stop sign or a red light, ask the Lord what color clothing the driver that pulls up next to you or behind you will be wearing. When watching a sports event, ask the Lord who's going to win and by how much. Say you're interested in healing, the gift of healing, or the gifts of healing. A great place to start is by studying the human body. Then practicing letting the Lord guide you to different places on an illustration as you consider someone you know who is not feeling well. You can even do this on yourself. Likewise, when you speak with a friend or are even out in public amongst strangers, ask the Lord to identify any illnesses. Then follow up with asking him if there are things he'd like to address. If he does want to address them, determine their source. In other words, if it's a physical injury or if it's an attack from the enemy, one of our enemies. And then take authority or release healing as directed by the Lord. The person doesn't need to know what's going on. It's not our job to draw attention to the Lord's healing in other people's lives. That's his job. If he wants the attention, he'll make the arrangements. He'll make it so dramatic that somebody will know they've been touched by God. So keep focused on the training aspect. And you won't get caught up on your success rate or be concerned with being rejected or exalted. Don't worry about the outcome. You're just experimenting. Now, before you do this, especially, remind yourself, God loves these people. Because God is love. He doesn't have to go, okay, well, when they are saved, I will love them. He loves them now with everything he has, with everything he is. He loves because he is love. And this is always a good way, whenever you're starting to think about ministering in the gifts, remind yourself how much God loves us, yourself, and how much he loves others, and that he would never do anything that does not contribute to their wholeness and their healing. Sometimes it hurts, and sometimes we make mistakes, but the goal is wholeness. That they would be one in him and one in themselves, spirit, soul, and body. There's going to be times when this happens and you don't see any results. And you may even, oh, wow, that was really cool. I wonder if that was any at all accurate. I wonder if that was anything at all, like, real. And God may just have to say, I'm not telling you. Let's just go on to the next thing. He wants us to keep our attention on him and on the training and not how well we're doing. You ask him when you wonder how you're doing. Lord, is there anything I should have learned there? Did I miss something? He says, nope, we're doing good. Let's keep going. Okay, what's next? It's not just an outcome that we're looking for, but that dependence. Hopefully these kinds of exercises, and if you need clues as to what to do with a particular supernatural gift and you want some assistance, drop me a line and we'll see if we can come up with some things to do or approaches to take to help you start focusing in on those supernatural gifts that God has said, yes, let's get training on these. Because it's just about everything that can be objectively evaluated, set up, that this is how we're going to do it. Just as your other physical senses, you learn to use by using them. So these supernatural senses, we learn to use by using them. They become sharper and clearer through use. Now, hopefully, over time, each of these will increase your confidence that you are truly hearing from God. At each step, check with the Lord for how to proceed. For instance, you could say, Lord, is this something you want to deal with? And again, this is all, you can do it all internally. You don't have to bother anybody else. You're sitting in a restaurant and God's drawing your attention to the guy sitting directly behind you in the booth. He never has to know. It's not about his faith. It's about God's presence. Lord, is this something you want to deal with? Lord, what do we do next? Lord, are we done here? The goal is to depend on the Lord, not perfect the gift. So number 5 is practice. Look for opportunities to practice throughout the day. Be alert. There's going to be times when God draws your attention to something, but there's other times that you're going to notice something, an opportunity. Even those the Lord has arranged. And he will draw your attention in order to train you the way he wants you to go. Don't wait for conditions to be right. They never will be. Now, there's no substitute for practice under safe circumstances. And you can have confidence that the more you make yourself available to the Lord and are in the process of having your supernatural senses tuned, the Lord will use you more and more to accomplish his purposes. You have no idea what he has waiting for you. But you can know you'll love it. It will be rewarding and satisfying, and it will suit you. It will be what you desire. It will not be a chore. It may be hard work, and it may be heartbreaking, and it may be hard, but it will be part of an overall relationship with God. Now, don't look for moving in the supernatural gifts in any level, in any perceived accuracy or power. None of that will fill or meet your needs. Those things will never satisfy you or cause you contentment. God Himself will make sure that doesn't happen. He will keep you in dependence on Him and Him alone. He's not winding up a little toy soldier and sending you into the world to do your thing. No, He's personally training you and guiding you and bringing you up into those things that are going to bring you into greater dependence on Him, into that oneness. So as you do this, if you've never done anything like this before, you may have go into areas of your own life where you've never dealt with wounds or fears or concerns. Go ahead and stop what you're doing. Say, Lord, all of a sudden I'm just very afraid. Is this something we can deal with now? Or, Lord, what we're doing right now is making me very angry. For whatever reason. Lord, what's going on here? Is this anger from me or is it from you? And have that conversation with God. He wants to be involved to that level. And be honest with Him. You know, He knows. So you might as well be honest with Him and with yourself. And, you know, your healing is just as important as anybody else's. So say you're right in the middle of asking the Lord to heal someone else, and you become aware of a wound within you. Let me just assure you, God is fully capable of doing two things at once. He can heal you both with His eyes closed. So let Him. Lord, this thing is coming up right now, this memory attached to it. I just give it to you right now and I ask you to heal it. And then you go on to continue what you were doing. If He wants to talk to you about it more, He'll bring it up. You'll remember it. You'll remember to ask Him about it. But it may just be that's the way He kind of snuck it in to heal it in the easiest way possible, the most uneventful way possible. So step 6 is review. Set up a regular schedule to review your progress with the Lord regarding your use of the gifts and other opportunities the Lord may present to you. Since He is the one training you, He will let you know how you are doing. God has a high regard for what is His and expects us to treat both His people and His gifts and ourselves with respect and devotion. We are to be zealous of the gifts. He wants us to want what he wants for us. And if you're not, remember, in your spirit, you are. So what is that barrier between your spirit and your soul that is resisting God's best for you? So I'll be picking that up next Sunday at the same time. In the meantime, drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org or contact me through Blog Talk Radio. It's always good to hear from you, and I enjoy your questions. So until next week, this has been Diane Thomas of The Rainers Radio. Have a good night.